I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Bernie Sanders supporters in the Democratic Party are calling for the resignation of the head of the DNC for what they're saying are her efforts to derail the campaign. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington on the growing divide in the Democratic Party in what's becoming a closer primary contest.
Vermont's junior Senator Bernie Sanders wasn't taken seriously by party leaders when he kicked off his campaign, but he's become a thorn in the side of the party's establishment that's firmly behind Hillary Clinton. The DNC has been accused of quietly backing Clinton by doing things like burying Democratic debates on the weekends when no one is paying attention. Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva supports Sanders and says the DNC is alienating progressives.
Bernie runs against the system's rigged. And I think Democrats and DNC can't give the appearance that they're part of the rig. He's going to lose those voters.
Sanders' campaign sued the DNC for cutting off access to his voter contact info after one of his staffers accessed Clinton's data. Three progressive petitions have attracted tens of thousands of signatures calling for the head of the DNC to step down for using party resources to back Clinton. Progressive group Credo Action is spearheading the latest petition calling for DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz to resign. The group's deputy political director, Mershed Zahid, says she's stifling Sanders' grassroots support.
She's hurting the interest of the party. She's hurting the interest of the base of the party, who the party is going to need in a very bad way in an election that is already shaping up to be a potential base election.
But Wasserman Schultz doesn't seem to be fazed by the backlash from progressives.
The national party chair of both parties, frankly, are going to make decisions that people like, some decisions that people don't like. I'm going to say things that some people agree with, say things that some people don't agree with. I just have to stay laser focused on doing everything I can to elect a Democratic president.
Wasserman Schultz, a Florida congresswoman, has also sparred with President Obama's political team over how she's run the DNC. And she got in a public spat with a DNC co-chair for limiting the number of Democratic debates. But Wasserman Schultz says Vermont's former governor, Howard Dean, had a more controversial stint as DNC chair when he stripped Florida and Michigan of their delegates for moving up their primary dates.
That controversy was far more intense than this one is. And, you know, Howard Dean went through similar criticism. It is the nature of being a party chair. You're going to get bumped and bruised. It's just the way it is. And I just have to stay focused. I know what my role is. I know what my job is. I'm working my tail off to continue to do it. And, you know, just like in any job, I'm not going to be able to please everybody all the time.
But Congressman Grijalva says DNC officials are tone deaf to the growing angst from Sanders' base.
Absent a gesture on the part of leadership at the top, those calls are going to intensify. I think you need to come forward and say, we need to talk, we need to fix this.
Grijalva says the DNC needs to tap into the anger from progressives as a force for the party, not against it.
Not to expand or to be too controlling, I think it's going to be a problem. And merely empowering the state parties to do their thing is not the answer either. Because some of the state parties are even more rigid and calcified when it comes to new people and new ideas and progressive thought.
Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison is Sanders' only other supporter in Congress. He says even if Clinton wins, she will need Sanders and his people on her side.
You know, when I was campaigning for Bernie a week ago, in very small towns, he had very large crowds. And you ask people who can draw a crowd better, people are saying Bernie can.
As of now, DNC officials have shrugged off criticisms from Sanders supporters, and it doesn't seem like they're planning to change course anytime soon. Whether that will spur more support for Sanders or stifle his message is one of the great unanswered questions of this election cycle. For Vermont Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.